Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some people think that this is a song that we'll be playing after the election. We'll be playing this to President Trump. And we'll play a song that some people think should be played for Joe Biden after the election going into this next break. I'm Scoot. It's Tuesday afternoon. Before I get back to your calls, let me mention that Melania Trump has canceled an appearance tonight. She was supposed to appear with her husband, the president, in Pennsylvania, but apparently she's still symptomatic from COVID-19. So, you know, we wish the First Lady the best. And as you know, she really, really is working hard to get President Trump reelected, because she said she just doesn't want to have to pack up and move. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer, with an update on a couple of your text messages.
If Biden wins, he'll cancel Christmas? I seem to recall that First Lady Melania Trump is the only White House occupant who is on the record saying F Christmas. Why is that not making it into more headlines? Be best to accurately report the truth on this holly jolly subject.
Yeah, it came up on the news yesterday. She, at one point, she told a friend, who the blank cares about Christmas? And she used the F word. So the First Lady talks dirty. All right, let's do another one.
Scoot, if Obama had said the same things Trump had said in his presidency, the media would have said, oh, come on, everyone relax. The president is just exploring alternative governing policies. It's his right. Come on, Ian, read this. Don't discriminate.
Well, I can't speak for the rest of the media, but I wouldn't have had that reaction. So again, I cannot speak for the rest of the media. I can only speak for myself. And there were times that I criticized President Obama. If you didn't hear it, or if you weren't listening to the show, then I don't know what to tell you. Just keep listening. But if you listen, I hope you hear what's actually being said, and not twist it around in your head to fit what you want me to have said. Let's do another one.
Last hour, you solicited some responses. People, you invited them to tell you about some gaffes that Biden had made, stupid things that the vice president had said, so you could respond to that. Somebody texted and said, right, Biden called the troops stupid bastards. You going to say that? Look it up. There's video. You said to tell you, but you still won't say it.
Okay, well, I'll say it. In 2016, Joe Biden was talking to some U.S. military troops, and the whole thing was in the context of joking, and they were clapping and stuff. And he said, "Ah, you stupid bastards." So again, even though it was joking, Joe Biden should not have said that. He shouldn't say it. When President Trump has said certain things, it doesn't seem like he's kidding. I'm in the business of communication, and I don't know everybody's intent. But this is something that I'm trained at. And if somebody's kidding, I'll say it. But even though Biden might have been kidding, he should not have said it. It was wrong, Joe. Don't say that to the troops, even if you're joking. Because in this day and age, everything can be taken out of context. Also, I want to add to the conversation, before I get back to your calls, if President Trump says Biden's going to cancel the Christmas season, let's talk about some of the other ridiculous things that may be canceled if Biden becomes president. What about, okay, Biden is going to ban all sports because one team is always a loser, and the left just wants to lift everybody up to the same level. So we can't have a loser So we have to ban the Saints, have to ban the Pelicans, have to ban all sports, because in every game there's a loser. Sometimes it's a tie, but most of the time there's a loser. So if you can think of anything else that might be something ridiculous that Biden may cancel if he becomes president, or something ridiculous that may be canceled or may happen if Trump is reelected, you know, we can make that part of our conversation, because we never give up our right to be irreverent and sarcastic. The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And from Hammond, Irvin, thank you for hanging on. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. This election is a reincarnation of the 1992 Louisiana governor's election. You remember that two choices were Duke and Edwards.
Yep, I do remember.
Basically, we were picking the lesser of two evils.
Yeah. Now, no, I remember that well. In fact, I had just started about a year before that. I had just started doing talk radio, so this was a huge. This was one of the first really, really big topics that I dealt with in talk radio.
Mm-hmm. Now, I am an older white male, and I can say that before us are two old white men who neither are suited for 2020. So, unfortunately, we have two choices, somewhat like 1992, and I think we're going to mm-hmm. have to elect the lesser of two evils. Now, let me say this about Trump. He's a loose cannon. He's a drama king. He's not politically correct, but he will get in front of all reporters and answer questions unscripted. And because of that, he gets caught sometimes running his mouth the wrong way. So, you know, after the 2016 election, everyone said, well, this guy's going to get us in World War III. The country was going to go to hell in a handbasket. But he did stand up to NATO. He did even out the trade a little with China and others. And the economy was growing, you know, until the virus. I mean, even jobs for minorities and other people had hit top speed. This is my issue with Biden. He picks and chooses who questions him, and so he's got a scripted response. He will not talk about packing the court, filibusters. He's very quiet and aloof about his son using his position as VP to seek monetary gains in the Ukraine. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
I don't think he's been that quiet about Hunter Biden. And again, you know, we've talked about this a lot recently. There's been a lot of investigation into this, and even a Republican-led Senate panel didn't find anything illegal. And even though we've got some new information about this laptop, but this has a lot of red flags around it. And as soon as it doesn't, if it doesn't, then it becomes more of a conversation on this show. But I think that I would feel very deceived by the president and Republicans in power if the Bidens had been allowed to get away with this up to this point. So there has been an investigation, and some media people didn't even want to cover it because there wasn't enough there. I agree with you about the choices, but there's no difference. And you know, Irvin, you pick who you're going to vote for and put other things aside. And that's exactly what people who are going to vote for Biden are going to do. In the same way that you put things aside when it comes to Trump, people are putting things aside when it comes to Biden. So, you know, there's something beyond those idiosyncratic episodes that cause people to vote one way or the other. And sometimes it's just come down to party and just the overall sense of who somebody is.
Right, and you know, I am part of the dwindling middle class, and we're kind of in the middle of this. You know, we are not part of the 1%, but on the other hand, you know, we worked hard.
Right.
I went to college. I waited on tables in New Orleans and scrimped and saved, and I know college costs back then were not as high. You know, but, you know, the Democrats are talking about student loan forgiveness. And, you know, one other thing I'll say, I do have a daughter that just graduated from college, and she was in a sorority, and I was amazed at college-trained young ladies discussing any type of government program that was free and available. So, you know, it's like a mentality that is slowly taking over our country. What can we take from the government? You know, what can we get from the government?
Irvin, I think you're right. I think this is one of the most disturbing trends in America, which is why, you know, for everybody who wants me to declare that I'm a liberal, I mean, look, if I'm willing to say some of the things that I say on this show, what makes anybody think that if I was a liberal Democrat, I wouldn't say it? Like, do you think I've been shy about saying anything about myself or my beliefs? No. So why would I not say that? I would say it. But I can't say it because of things like my position on welfare reform and personal accountability and this mentality of figuring out a job career choice of living off the government is inherently wrong, and it contributes to crime.
And, you know, I'll add, you know, and you know statistically more white women are on government roles than minorities. So the big issue I have seen growing up from the 50s into the 60s I saw the nuclear family across all races. And I grew up in New Orleans, and I could hear the booming voice of a black man telling his child, one more time and you're going to get it. And now I've seen that the family across the board has been disassembled, you know, and now we talk about, you know, BLM is talking about, you know, the nuclear family. And I know, you know, every family can't have a husband and a wife. And I know some families are, you know, two women or two men, you know, but, you know, we need families because
Irvin, I agree. I agree with that. Things have changed. There are fewer parents at home with kids, and that is a modern-day problem. But that's still no excuse for not teaching children very early on the difference between right and wrong. And that's where I think we go wrong. The idea of just having sex and not being responsible for the baby that you're part of that comes into this world, not taking time to teach right from wrong. These are the contributing factors to the society that we live in. And even though we have two parents working, I don't think that's an acceptable excuse. Irvin, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Some people think that this is a song that we should be singing to Joe Biden after the election. I'm Scoots. We're coming back. This is WWL. You know, you've got to keep thinking about that. Things can only get better. We're going to get through this. We're going to be on the other side of this. It's not going to happen overnight, but if we just keep doing the right thing, we're going to get through this. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this partly cloudy Tuesday afternoon. Apparently, the Biden campaign is listening to the show. And so is the Trump campaign, because we've just heard from Trump people, and they've told us that another thing that they're promoting, the president is going to start promoting this, that if Biden is elected president, Americans will no longer be able to make a right turn on red. So that's something to consider as you vote 2 weeks from today, or if you're early voting. We've got the Tuesday text-off song coming up, and right now from New Orleans, Trey, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Trey.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm sorry if I'm out of breath. I just got finished with a Zoom meeting.
Wait a minute. Did you behave during the Zoom meeting? I mean, you're out of breath.
I can't.
Did you behave?
I don't want to comment on it, but I just want to tell you what I'm worried
I'm
about.
I'm out of breath. I just got out of a Zoom meeting.
I'm upset too, though, Scoot. I'm upset about Christmas and this whole thing being canceled, and really what I'm more concerned about the people of Orleans Parish where I live, and I hope everybody will keep us in their thoughts, because I've been listening to the mayor, and there's no doubt Santa Claus isn't coming. By definition, he's a super spreader, going to all those homes in one night, going house to house like that. There's no way she's going to let him in, and they're going to stop him at the parish line. So I would encourage all kids to go sleep somewhere else. But I'm upset about Santa Claus not coming and Christmas being canceled. And he's a super spreader. The mayor knows it. And she's right.
Well,
she's right.
You're right. And he's going to come. You know, he goes to Europe first. And that's where the COVID first came from the United States. It came from Europe. So yeah, well, this is really a, this is, and I don't, I just don't see Santa Claus wearing a beard. I mean, wearing a mask over that beard.
I don't think so either. I'm just upset about it. It's for the kids, and I'm upset for the kids.
Yeah.
And we know the mayor cares about the kids more than anything. So
yeah,
it's just
Matreya,
the whole thing.
I appreciate. All right, I appreciate your concern. He's going to go back to the meeting already. Wow. Sometimes people have a Zoom meeting like that, and then they want to wait a little while before they get into another Zoom meeting. But I guess some people want to just jump right back in there. From New Orleans, Olu, you're on WWL.
Yes, sir. Cool. How are you? It's been a long time.
I'm good, sir. It has been a while.
Yes, sir. Look, the President Trump have appointed more judges than any other or close to other presidents. So the idea of somebody packing a court, I don't really have that. I don't really understand the why people are saying the court going to be packed. And the second point that I'm trying to make is about China. China, like our free enterprise, they buy our treasury bond almost about $1.7 trillion that they have bought from us. So everything we buy from Walmart, we buy from China. Target, everything we buy from them made in China. So they are really enjoying our free enterprise. So the notion that we're going to become a communist, I feel is just a scare tactic. About this time, about 4 years ago, I was fighting so hard with me and my family that I'm really going to vote for President Donald Trump. But after years in office, I really think that he likes to thrive in chaos, in crisis, from crisis to crisis. So that really made me change my mind about his about what actually he believes.
Okay.
But at the same time, I think that we have a great country that all the idea of China is coming, I don't think so. And thank you for your time.
Olu, I appreciate your call and appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us. Look, China was smart. How many communist countries are there now? I mean, I can only think of China and Cuba. But it is, to some degree, it's Cuba as well. Look, here's how China survived when the Soviet Union failed and all those Eastern European countries failed. Because communism, and this is a deep subject that we can't get into fully right now, but communism doesn't respond to the human spirit of wanting more, the human spirit of wanting to do better. And everybody's equal in communism. But what China was smart with was that they allowed a free market society. So they allowed people to participate in a free market society while maintaining a communist form of government. Had they not done that, I don't think China would be as strong as it is today. All right, coming up, it's the Tuesday Text Off. We're going to play an original, and we're going to play a cover. And we've got a really interesting twist on this week's Text Off. But you, the audience, you get to decide whether song A or song B is the better song. We play a cover, and we play an original, then we play a cover. Sometimes we switch it around. But we'll play an original, and we'll play a cover. You decide which is best. I'm Scooch. We'll be right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.